Call to order the quarterly meeting of the Treasury Oversight Committee for Thursday, February 17th. It is 11:03. Julie, the first thing you want to do is call a roll call for everybody since we're on Zoom.
Okay. Janet Dutcher?
Here.
Gerald Frank?
Here.
Jennifer Kreitz?
Here.
Bob Gardner? Jennifer Weston? Brooke Behan?
Here.
George Savage? Kirk Stapp? Daniel Haller? Rob Patterson? Okay.
All right, thank you. I think for the record, this is probably the first meeting that Mr. Savage has missed. But first item on the agenda is an opportunity for public comments, though I don't see any participants outside of regular committee meetings members. Next item on the agenda is a resolution authorizing virtual meetings under AB 361. This is a resolution that under the current arrangement of state law and compliance with the Brown Act that we need to adopt in order to continue meeting in this forum now virtually. So I would ask for a motion from any of the committee members.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Gerald.
I move to approve the resolution.
I'll second, and then just, if we could have a brief discussion before we
Yes.
have the roll call.
Yeah, so we'll have some discussion now on this item.
As you mentioned, it seems like we could go back to in-person meetings, maybe at the next quarterly meeting, barring any significant health emergency changes. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, I haven't had a conversation with Stacey Simon yet. I had a kind of wondered whether this resolution was necessary, given that the mask mandate has been eased. I guess it hasn't been lifted, but it's been eased. And I figured the next thing that's coming will be the lifting of the public health orders that we have, saying that we need distance and meet virtually, so that would then allow us to meet in person, in which case we would find a conference room at the new Civic Center and meet there or in Suite Z in Mammoth, just like we used to.
You're talking about the local health order?
Yeah, so the conditions along the whereases here is a statement from the public health officer talking about the need to social distance. I don't know what the status of that public health order is, but this is conditioned on that public health order.
Well, I guess just for the record, if things continue this right way, I'd have trouble supporting meeting remotely.
I agree. Any other comment on this item before we take a vote? Hearing no other comments, Julie, will you take roll call on this item?
Okay. Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yep.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Brooke Behan, how do you vote? Okay.
All right, moving to the next item, which is our minutes. We have the minutes from our last meeting held on November 18th. And I will just volunteer one correction. It's just a misspelling of a word under number 3. On the resolution authorizing virtual meetings, it should say adopt proposed resolution. Other than that, I don't have any other changes. Do any of the committee members have any changes to the existing minutes? And if not, then I would ask for a motion and a second.
I'll move to approve with the correction.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Any other discussion on this item? Julie, will you take a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Brooke Behan, how do you vote? Brooke?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, moving on to the next item on our agenda is our quarterly investment report. This one is for the quarter ended December 31st. And Gerald, will you walk us through that, including if anybody has any questions?
Sure. So the Treasury was in compliance with Monroe County's investment policy as of December 31st, 2021. Weighted average maturity on that date was 564 days. It is anticipated the County Treasury will be able to meet its liquidity requirements for all its pool participants. On the last day of the quarter, on a book basis, the portfolio totaled $161,526,959, and the market value was $162,189,007, which is 100.4% of book value, which is a record for us. That's the highest balance we've had in the pool.
Yeah, would you expect that market value to start coming down a little bit as they start to raise interest rates?
Yeah, we'll see, as interest rates go up, market value will go down. We'll get back down to the market value dropping under 100% again, which actually we like to see because, you know, the yield, that means the yields are going up and you can get a higher yield off the state's investments that we do. Mm-hmm. The earned interest for the time period was 1.1633%. Does anybody have any questions on the investments that we have in the portfolio? All right, so let's go to the next page. It's so dry. The distribution by asset category, a quarter over quarter, we've doubled in the LAIF pool, and that's due to property tax collections. We collect about, I'd say about $40 million by the end of December, and so that's why you see that increase there. Everything else is pretty close to being the same.
Yeah, for those property tax payments, for those that don't hold all of their cash in our investment pools, those payments, like to, I think the town is one of them, and the Mammoth Fire District, those payments went out the following month. So we collected in December, raises our bank balance above the limit that the bank has. So we have to then max out our LAIF account, and if we were to max that out, we then would move into camp, and then the following month those disbursements go out for all of those jurisdictions that are outside of the, you know, hold most of their cash outside of the investment pool.
The next page is the maturity distribution as of 12/31. You can see it's fairly filled out, still a little light on the short end.
Gerald, can we just go back just briefly?
Oh, sure.
Oh, no, never mind. I just read it wrong. Continue on. Sorry.
Okay. We're still a little light on the shorter end. I anticipate with the Feds raising the overnight rates, we'll be able to fill some of that in at a decent rate, decent yield over what camp or late can do for us. Probably starting sometime towards the end of March.
Yeah.
Next page is the Treasury cash balance from the last 14 months. As you can see, December, we hit $161 million, and that is the highest we've had. So it's always nice to see everybody save, seems all the participants are saving money rather than spending it right now. So, down below is the maturity dates for all the different months and over the five-year period. Any questions on this sheet? The next page is the Mono County Treasury Pool quarterly yield comparison. You can see that we're holding in there in the low 1%, 1%, 1.16. LACE is at 0.23. As of today, they're at 0.28 for yesterday. The two-year treasury is at 53. As of today, I believe they're in the mid-60s for the two-year treasury. And the two-year, we will see the two-year treasury once the Fed moves the overnight rate. We'll see that two-year treasury probably well past us because it's an instant rate. It's not a pool. So it takes a while. It takes a little bit for us to catch back up to that.
And in terms of maturity, the two-year rate's more comparable to our liquidity and maturity, whereas LAIF isn't. LAIF's 6 months.
Yes. Actually, LAIF has gone up.
It's been going up.
Yeah, they just went to 300 days, so they're almost a year now.
Almost a year. It isn't getting very good rate.
No, not at all. It's slowly going up, but it takes a while. So. Yeah. Especially since they went out the 300 days, it's going to take even longer for them to get that yield up higher. I anticipate CAMP outperforming LACE probably sometime maybe in the third quarter. And then at that point, we will shift over part of our portfolio to CAMP instead of LACE to take advantage of that little higher yield. The next page is the investment pool participants. Nothing has changed. We have all the same pool participants as of the end of the quarter. And any questions on the investment report? Okay.
All right. No motion is necessary on this item. It's just review. It's previously been approved by the Board of Supervisors. Next item on our agenda is questions and recommendations. Anybody has any questions and recommendations? This is when we can have a discussion about those things.
Well, sorry.
Go ahead.
I guess I just would say that, you know, I noticed in the news yesterday about the Treasury bonds increasing, obviously, as the interest rates are anticipated to go up. In March, or you know, over the course of the year, more so maybe than we even anticipated originally, which I think will bode well for this fund. But I'm no expert, and I totally trust you all, Gerald and Janet and staff, to manage it. And
Gerald will pop in after I say a few comments here, but I think the two things that we can expect to see happen. So rates are going to go up, which means that when we have current investments mature, we're going to be able to hopefully fill them with higher interest rates than we are right now. The other thing I hope to see, and I know Gerald will have a lot to say on this, is hopefully, as interest rates go up, there'll be more opportunities to select those investments. Right now, it's pretty slim pickings. We have to find something that has the, you know, the five years or less left on their term. And then there's a lot of competition for those investments that are pretty, have a really good interest rate. And if you don't pull the trigger fast enough, it's gone. So hopefully, as interest rates start to rise, we might have a little bit more opportunities for the types of investments to be able to select, as opposed to, you know, there's only one investment out there, and hope that we can, you know, be able to bid successfully on it. Did I say that right, Gerald?
Yeah, and the Fed's pulling back on their purchases will help also.
I forgot about that.
They've been taking a lot of investment product out of the market. So they're trying to slow money, right? So one thing you probably noticed is we actually have been filling U.S. Treasury bonds. And the reason, in more than normal, the reason for that is the spread between Treasury bonds and agency bonds are so small right now. Sometimes they're actually inverted where the Treasury is paying more. But even if they're not inverted, we're not getting more than maybe one basis point. And there is a risk, an extra risk by going U.S. agency versus Treasury. It's not a huge risk, it's just slightly higher than Treasury. But if they don't, if you can't get the yield, the extra yield you need, and my calculations run about at least 4 basis points over the Treasury, it's not really worth buying a bullet agency. That risk reward is not there. So
yeah, and just for the difference between the two, you know, when we purchase U.S. Treasuries, that is a direct guarantee from the federal government, whereas a U.S. Treasury is an implicit, indirect guarantee from an agency that is substantially supported by the federal government. So that they do increase the risk, and if you're not getting the interest rate spread for taking on the additional risk, there's no reason to do that.
Yeah, I do see the Feds raising, when they start raising rates, I don't see, won't affect us so much other than operations. I don't see inflation pulling back very much. There's a lot more to it than trying to slow the economy. The economy isn't as hot as it would normally be when the Fed starts raising rates. There's a lot of supply and demand, you know, supply chain issues. You know, there's a lot more to it this year, this time when they start raising rates than prior.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that you mentioned is on the agency investments, those have the potential for being callable, whereas the Treasury notes have a exact redemption date, and you won't automatically lose that interest rate that you have locked in to that interest to that investment like you could with a bond type investments. For instance, we purchase municipal bonds, sometimes those have embedded callable provisions. If we go out and purchase an investment that we intend to hold for 5 years at say 3%, if it's callable, that agency may want to call it, and then we lose that 3% investment, which, you know, we can't reinvest at the same level, that same rate of return. Mm-hmm. All right, back to the agenda. Oh, Dan Holler, can we let him in? There we go.
I suppose.
Lost my agenda with my phone.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, you're just in time for the end of the meeting. We're about to talk about the next meeting and then adjourn.
Perfect. I wasn't sure if Kirk jumped on or not. So.
No, we didn't see him. So.
Okay. Yeah, he was trying to get on. I think he was having some trouble. So anyway, all right. Yeah. Thanks.
We heard about some internet connectivity problems. So
yeah.
So, well, one of the things that we talked about is there's a good chance we might be having in-person meetings at the next quarter, and well, we'll let you know what the arrangements are if that happens, and we'll book a place either at the Minaret Mall or the Civic Center. So, Gerald, when is our next quarterly meeting?
The next quarterly meeting is on May 19th at 11 a.m.
May 19th.
And we will still send out, even though we're planning on trying to have this in person in Mammoth Center, we will still send out a Zoom meeting so that if the public wants to participate and they don't want to go to the center. I think that's a good idea, keep that Zoom going.
Yeah, it may be more convenient for some of the members too to move their different places, but yeah.
Yeah, we just have to, it's just a matter of whether we're complying with the Brown Act.
Right.
And whatever format and substance that is 3 months
right. from now. All you have to do at this point then would be, you just have to note on the agenda the members that are
yes.
up there, or you do the full blown, maybe 361 stuff.
Are there supposed to be people on that ski lift there, Dan?
There was like 8 person up there, I think. It was early in the morning, and it just looked beautiful. So.
It is.
A few weeks back, but yeah.
All right, if there's no other questions, I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 11:23. Hi, Dan. Nice to see you. I'd be glad. I've been looking forward to being able to see people in person. And I've been at my desk on Zoom
yes.
since 9:30
this morning. Very much so.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here, and we'll see you in 3 months.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.